Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so you know this has to be Horse Thursday. And today is Thursday, March 17th. Ooh, happy St. Patrick's Day. I haven't thought about that yet. And I'm happy to be with you all today and with my lovely co-hosts. I'd love to spend the morning with you and them. Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a website or a training or a event or something coming up that you're going to want to write down. And please press 1 on your phone if you want to talk with us. Questions, comments, testimonials, we'd really love to hear from you. As you know, that's a big part of what our show is all about, is chatting with all of you. So please press 1 and let us know that you'd like to chat with us. We do have to keep it, as a reminder, we do have to keep it to stories and questions and all that about horses with the horse unit and really more the kind of behavioral and training aspects, and stay away from the more medical side. So, but as you know, that gives us a lot to talk about. We stay busy talking about all the other great things that we can do with Beamer. So, and one of those things we're going to continue to talk about, we talked about a little bit last week when we were talking about usage. We touched on this as part of an important thing to think about, especially as starting out. So we want to just kind of continue that. And we've got Tiff on today too, who's I know talked about this before, but we're going to have her talk about it in a little more depth, so I'm excited to hear what she has to share. Real quick, though, I just wanted to say that we are doing those usage calls once a month now. It's going to be the second week of every month, excuse me. And those are going to be really great calls to be able to go back and listen to or share with your new team members that you have. So keep those in your back pocket as things to be able to use in the future. So, all right, with that, I'm going to say good morning to Cindy and Tiff. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey and Tiff and everyone. It's a beautiful day here in Star, Idaho, and I'm just happy to be alive, happy to be here, to be able to talk about helping horses.
Perfect. And Tiff, we're so happy to have you with us today.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's good to be back. Sorry, I've just been a little bit busy with stuff, so glad to be back on today. And as Rainey mentioned, talking about balance and why it's so important and overall helping your horse with yourself and with the conformation of your horse and what you can do to help them and how Beamer,
yeah, absolutely,
is involved with that.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear that from you. And excuse me, I'm having some throat stuff this morning. I'm super happy to have you on and chat about that, because we did talk about that last week. And, you know, Cindy posted that really great thing on the IBD page where you can see the pictures and kind of see what being off balance does to the horse. So, Tiff, I'm just going to turn it over to you, because I know we just want to hear, like, what you do for yourself. And how you do that and why. And then you have some other stories, too, that kind of help paint the picture a little bit, too. So I'm going to just turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rainey. So, yeah, just talking about overall, when you think about a horse, you think about the conformation, you know, different things that you can do to help them to be balanced, whether it's, you know, a perfect blanket or, you know, the width of the blanket, the type of blanket, the saddle fit, all of those things that go into play, the slope of their back, you know, slope of their shoulder, all those things that go into balancing the equipment that you use, obviously, the confirmation of the horse, and then you add yourself. Okay, so as we know, young people have a better balance than, you know, as we age, older people, just because they're just, I don't know, more limber, I guess you would say. When you see a child ride a horse, you can see that their balance is pretty incredible. Usually, not always, but as we age, you know, our balance plays a factor. If we're athletes, it comes a little easier because we're constantly, you know, exercising, stretching, you know, being active. So that obviously plays a part as well. But then, you know, when you think about riding a bicycle, it's all about balance. Horses as well, all about balance. You start with a walk, you progress to a trot, and then you go to a lope. And then, of course, if you're adding an element such as barrel racing or roping, you know, there's different jumping, all of those different types of things, you have to add another element of just competition, which involves more balance. Okay, so then when you think about if you're out of balance, right, if your horse is out of balance, it starts with you, though. I feel like it starts with you. Sometimes, obviously, it has to do with the horse's confirmation or something that they're dealing with, an injury or something like that. But it really, I feel, stems from you. So if you say when you're driving in the car and your dominant hand is your right hand, well, you're constantly holding on with your right. When you get on the horse, you're constantly maybe doing more with your right hand than you would your left hand because you're more dominant to that side. Or when you, you know, sit in a chair, you put one leg back behind you, and then you have one leg in front of you. It transitions onto the horse. So it's good to just be cautious of all of those things. I feel like the things that I'm starting to, again, work on are stretching, you know, getting back into the routine of being flexible. That's important. Simple things like you can research balance, different ways. I had an injury when I was young in my hip, in my left hip, so I really try to be using the human beamer really helps with that and with my regular chiropractic visits to help keep those things in line. And obviously being active helps, exercising, you know, nutrition, treating your body the right way so that you can do, just like our horses, we feed them properly, we exercise them. We also need to transition that to ourselves so that we can help them because, you know, if you have a horse that's struggling on the right side, it probably is stemming from you. Not always, but, you know, it's something to consider. And,
you know,
just a quick...
No, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
So when you think about things that you're working through, obviously the beamer plays a huge role in helping with those, you know, recovery, any issues that may be starting to arise, I can nip them in the butt quicker with using my beamer on a regular basis with my horse and myself. But it's all prevention. It's all proactive type of strategy with yourself and your horse. And just a little quick story to kind of tell you a little bit about. In the summertime, I guide on the mountain, tourists, and we will put, for example, let's say a 30-year-old woman that's not even that heavy, let's say she's 150 pounds, and she gets on a pretty good-sized horse, so we go up and down, and we're just walking, and we get back from the up and down and curves, and nothing too strenuous, but it's up and down, and that woman doesn't know how to sit on the saddle the proper way and balance her weight, and so when we get back, that horse is appearing a little sore from the banging on his back the whole time when we're riding for an hour and a half or 2 hours. And so just, it seems pretty silly, but it all plays a factor in how it affects you and your horse and the level of competition that you're wanting to do, whether it's just a weekend thing, a trail ride on the mountain, or a competitive type atmosphere. It's really important to think about how you can help your horse in all ways.
What I was going to add on to, Tiff, is that, you know, it was good that you brought up the example like of an injury that you had as a child, because oftentimes, I know, for example, when I had my daughter and I would always carry her on the, you know, on the left hip, right? So my shoulder and my hip on the left side is, they're not, you know, they're not even if you were to, you know, I'm crooked. And, you know, I forget about that, but that's definitely, but those kinds of things, whether it could be an injury or just a long-term habit that you're not aware of anymore that can cause you to be off, and obviously then the horse is going to have to overcompensate to make up for that. And this all comes back to our point was to say, I think people that understand horses are, you know, getting, as distributors, they're getting comfortable being able to see, show how the horse can be helped. But the horse can only be helped so much by Beamer if, you know, if the rider is continuing to cause problems, you know, yes, Beamer is going to help that horse. But to really 100% help that horse, you have to help the rider too. And so I want, you know, I really want to encourage people to think about, to say, you know, you want, if you're doing a demo and, you know, talking with someone about the benefits of Beamer, you want them to experience the human benefits too. And remember that, you know, putting the horse set on people is, that's not what we're allowed to market to because that is made for people. It's made for horses' bodies and the whole configuration is same signal but different configuration. And so, we say every horse has a rider or a caretaker, and those people are very likely ones, you know, that need the benefits of Beamer too. But I wanted to think, you know, help people think about a real holistic, the combination of horse and rider is the whole. And so your examples are perfect to say, you know, the horse can only be as good as we allow him and help him to be. And a lot of that starts with the rider. And sometimes riders aren't even conscious of it. You know, if they're taking lessons or training, they might, you know, but also something, you know, I know so many problems are from ill-fitting tack, and you know we've got a bunch of people out there that are recreational riders, and they think the point of a saddle is that it's comfortable for them to sit in, which is really the lowest on the priority point in my opinion. So there's a lot of problems that are caused, and people may not even be aware of it. So as you know, as we're talking about Beamer with the horse, we really want to include the rider in that too. And the concept is you know, that you're trying to be able to provide therapy to the whole unit. So anyway, I loved your examples. And if we have people on, I don't know, do we see my guest in the lineup at all, Rainey?
Don't see, she hasn't pressed one. Let me scroll down and see if I can find her number.
Yeah.
And if she's on, if you want to press one, then I can find you.
Yeah, that would be, please, if she's on, that would be great. If she isn't, and maybe she'll have a chance to join us. But I mentioned last week about a massage therapist who works on horses and people, and she likes to work on them together because of that exact, you know, symbiotic relationship between the two of them, if you will. So I asked her to come on, and she was going to try and do that. But
I don't see her on here yet. But you know what? I really like Tiff and things that you don't really think about, because you know I love the talking about you know, a person that doesn't necessarily has never been on a horse and doesn't know how to keep their balance necessarily, you know, how much that can throw it out. But even the things you were talking about that sometimes I think we don't always think about is the way we sit in the car and the way we sit in a chair and all of those things, we probably are at an angle. You know, if you've got one foot up or something, you've got your spine at an angle, you've got your hips at an angle, and that's kind of your normal, comfortable way to sit. So when you get on a horse, you might shift your weight so that you are in that more comfortable position, not realizing how much that's throwing your horse off. So we can do everything we can do for our horses, and we can do the right feed, and we can do the right shoeing, and we can do the right fit of a blanket and a saddle and all the other tack. But then if on top of that all, we're getting on them and we're off balance and we're pulling them off every time, then you're fighting a losing battle. So I really like this conversation as far as, you know, treating, like Cindy said, treating the unit as a whole.
Yeah, and think about, you know, Tip, you're a great example of somebody who's on a circuit, and you've got some pretty grueling long-haul, you know, late nights kind of things like that. So there's a lot of driving involved if you're really, you know, if you're really hitting it. I know that, you know, barrel racers and some others that would do, you know, breakaways and things like that, competitions, that they know about the stretching and things like that, but maybe not everybody does. And so that might be an opening, you know, not an opening conversation, but something to weave into a conversation if you were, you know, if you're talking to somebody that's new and find out, you know, say, how, you know, how much time are you spending on the road? You know, and how do you keep yourself in shape? And, you know, what do you do to help balance you? And balance yourself for your horse's benefit. And that would be kind of just little food for thought, and be some interesting answers that you would hear, I think, from people who are more competitive. I don't know. Is that something, Tim, that, if you're talking new, no, how do you break? Do you?
You know, I think that's a very good conversation, because all of these things, you have to ask yourself, you know, when you're talking to people that are, when you look at a competitor, whether it's a barrel racer or a professional trainer in any event, or, you know, jumping or dressage, any of those types of things, those people, because they really are athletes. I mean, when you get on 5-6 horses a day, you're naturally going to get fit and balance, because you have to, in order to sit properly in that saddle, to hold yourself up, you know, to have that hip to ankle type of riding, naturally your core is going to get stronger. Those people are just built that way because, I mean, not all of them, but I know a gal, well, Jackie Crawford, for example, she's not super thin, but she's very athletic. I've watched some of her videos where she is on her knees on a balance ball roping her dummy. She is in shape and she is balanced with her horse. It is incredible. And you have to think about that when you're on the border of, hey, I want to do this for fun, or I want to do this and be good at it and be competitive and make, you know, make a run for these girls' money. And think about how you can get yourself where you need to be in order to be at that level. You get your horse ready. I mean, you have to get yourself ready as well, and how Beamer can help with that. I know me personally, with my hip injury when I was young, when I go to the chiropractor, because I've been sitting on my unit, you know, regularly, consistency obviously is key. She's noticing that, you know, I'm not as off balance, let's say. And so it really helps with overall health. And then, you know, we have to think about all the things, what you put in your mouth. I mean, we think about all those things, we put supplements, things like that. We think about all that with our horses, but we also have to transition that to ourselves. And so that leads into some great conversation with people. Hey, you know, do you travel a lot? What level are you at? Are you looking to advance to another level? You know, what are the things that you're wanting to work on with your horses, and as well as yourself, and how Beamer can impact that and be a big part of that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I really want to, you know, I want people to put as a takeaway, keep that in your head, that, you know, it's a whole 1 + 1 = 1, you know, the whole unit, horse with rider. And doesn't always even have to be a rider. It can be somebody who's, you know, who's in the professions. You know, you look at someone who's a professional farrier, and, you know, I've never met one who didn't have back problems. We're just, you know, we become unaware of how we compensate for things. But the horse will tell you. So.
And you talk about a lot with muscle memory, because some of these events are going so fast, they don't have time to think about it. So you think about muscle memory is also super critical. And because of what the Beamer does, and we know about that, if we are incorporating that consistently and doing our regular routines, of whether that's exercise, stretching, whatever that looks like, what I feel like for the top competitors, they really focus on their bodies and what they're doing and how they're getting to where they need to be at that level, and how critical that is to them, and of course their horses. Because if we all know, if we don't exercise and do the proper things and then we go exert ourselves, there's higher risk for injury. So same thing with, you know, with us.
It is all connected. It deals with behavioral problems. And I know that a lot of times, you know, we think, oh, my God, that's a rank horse. And there's a number of people that I respect, just to kind of say, oftentimes horses aren't mean or angry, you know. A lot of times the horse that has some behavioral problems is because they're in pain and nobody's realized it. And a lot of that can be directed back towards, you know, the rider or the tack or the combination or something like that. So, you know, Beamer can play such in that regard, for where we don't even know what the issues might be, but by helping the cells become healthy and getting blood perfused throughout the whole body, then in fact, the horse has kind of more of a fighting to regulate themselves. But I really like, you know, we hear some great stories where people talk about whether it could be a breeding or just, you know, a horse that's really anxious or nervous or, you know, has sometimes bad reputation. And I'm going to see if I can get Christine Nagy to come on one of these times, because she was telling a great story at a show that she was at recently where there was a horse having a meltdown and nobody even wanted to get close to that horse. You know, and it was a junior horse. The mom brought the horse over, and, Beamer was able to help that horse, calm down and, become safe again. So there's safety factors involved in horses with behavior problems. And we do them in injustice. We just say, that horse has a problem, we don't think about all the ways that we might be able to help that. So I know but I'm trying to, you know, connect the dots, and, you know, it all comes back in a big circle.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, something that kind of goes along with all this we're saying is, and we've talked about this before, is I know I have not done a horse Beamer demo without bringing my human unit. I always bring it. I always do demos on both. I know Tiff, probably sometimes that's not as easy for you to do, because a lot of times you're doing stuff at shows and at events and things like that. But I'm sure that's part of your conversation.
Yes, definitely. Like Cindy and we're all talking about, between the memory, our brain activity, how we prepare ourselves mentally is a huge one. For any athlete, mental game is important. You know, muscle memory, how our bodies are balanced, you know, our equipment, our horses, whether we're in shape, you know, how we prepare for that event, for what we're working towards, whatever that may look like. And, you know, when you hear trainers talking, they're talking about their horses, but if you watch them ride, it's all about balance, hands, you know, legs, movement, all of the little things that add up to be great things in the end. So just, and how Beamer can be a big part of that, but it all, like Cindy said, it's all a big circle, and it all plays a factor in all of it, no matter what level we're at, whether it's trail riding or being a competitive athlete with your horses, it all plays a factor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, do we have anybody that wants to add in their own two cents worth on this, Rainey? Or
Yeah, not so far, and I don't see your guest on here yet either. So, yeah, if you have stuff to share, go for it.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a little different tangent switch, but I was, you know, cruising through Facebook, my great pastime, and trying to see if the things for us. And I thought there was some interesting dialogue, and maybe this will prompt some response from any of our listeners. But there was, because people were talking about selling horses and, you know, and Beamer the horse, some way, shape, or form. There was some conversation about saying, yeah, you should, you know, for when you sell your horse, you should up the price and include a Beamer with it. And other people said, well, no, some that they had done that, or sometimes, you know, that's something that they recommend. A sensitive issue if you were to sell a horse and say you also have to buy this. You wouldn't want it to be a requirement, but because, you know, you're concerned about if a horse is used to and kind of needs for their personality or their physical self that they really need that Beamer, you know, just because you're selling them, you don't want them to lose that. And so I thought that might be something if anybody could call in or talk about that. I thought that was, interesting. I hadn't really thought about it from that perspective. But I know that, well, our horses are our lifetime partners. They're never going to, they won't be sold. But if they would, for any weird reason, I would make sure that, you know, that they went with a Beamer, because I think that's so important. I don't know if, as Rainey or Tiff, have you come across that, or have you thought about that, or does that have any application in your life?
I haven't, and I think that's a really, you know, interesting way to think about things. Definitely. Oh, Tiff, do you want to go ahead and talk, since we might lose you? She just sent me a message saying she might be left.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go ahead and talk. So just in case we lose you, you got a chance to add.
Okay. No, thanks, Rainey. Yeah, Cindy, that's a really good question. I personally have not honestly thought of that, but I think that's seriously something people should consider offering their potential buyers, what Beamer has done for their horses and how it's impacted them and why it would be a good choice to continue it.
Yeah. Yeah. For myself anyway, I would even consider, you know, telling them, you know, that I would help them find a used one or something so that it was, you know, so that the horse could continue that. I know sometimes when you have these, you know, these monstrously expensive horses coming over, you know, from Europe and that are show horses, that sometimes that's something that it's kind of like a package deal. So.
Yeah, and that was something I was going to say too. Is a really cool, it's a really neat idea, and I think it should be part of the conversation. Obviously, going to be easier to have that conversation when you're talking about a, you know, $20,000-$30,000 up to like $1 million horses, because you know an extra $4,000 onto that is not very much. When you're talking about maybe a, you know, $1,000 horse or a, you know, $2,000 horse, then you're, you know, more than doubling the price. So, that conversation gets a little bit harder, right? But
right.
But if it's a person that has multiple horses, you know, that's obviously something we talk about a lot, and how that can benefit all of their horses too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so maybe
I will mention something quick.
Good. Go ahead.
You can hear all right. Okay. This just jogged my memory. I was speaking with my vet the other day, and we were discussing the horse market and all these different things, and one of the conversations she says she's having with clients more and more is some of these higher dollar horses that are just more developed and trained for what people are looking for. They're wanting to spend more money, but the question she's getting from them is, what does this maintenance look like for this horse, and am I able to financially afford maintaining them as well? So the conversation has totally transitioned, in her opinion, from, hey, how much is this horse going to be, to, hey, this horse has some things going on, and how am I able to maintain them, and am I able to afford that? And I feel like, obviously, Beamer is a big part of that's the conversation I know I've had with people with higher quality priced horses. Sometimes they have some ailments, some things going on, and that is, hey, what do you do? How do you keep them maintained? What does that look like? And that could be a conversation piece that Beamer could be a big part of for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tiff, that gives me, hopefully you don't lose service, but that brings another question to mind to say, if you've been talking to your vet, did she listen to or either the live or replay of the Colorado State back pain study? And if so, was there any feedback from her about that? Oops, did we lose her?
We might have lost her.
Oh, dear. Well, Rainey, so I'll turn that to you for your dad, you know, and the staff at your clinic. You know, if they had a chance to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad, I shared it with him, and he was very happy with it. And he said it was a great study and, you know, great step forward. And, you know, that's one of the things I like. I mean, there's a lot of things to love about that study, but one of the things I like best about it, it's such a big step forward, but it is only a step, and I think we're just going to have more and more things like that, and I'm excited to see the rest of, you know, more and more studies that come out too. Absolutely. Yeah, we officially lost Tiff.
Yeah.
So
her phone just dropped.
We do have a caller, but yeah, go ahead.
Just real quick, I was going to say that. Now, we mentioned your dad, but for those that might not know, you could say what your dad is.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, I do talk about it a lot, but yes, my dad is a veterinarian, mixed animal veterinarian, and, you know, we first got Beamer, how many years ago was that?
Long time.
7 years ago? 7, 8 years ago, I think now. Anyway, and I believe that he got it as much for himself as he did for our clients, because we do use the small animal, or we use the human unit for small animal at the veterinary clinic. We are allowed to do that. I use it as an off-label product because we are, you know, treating that animal as part of a, you know, as a veterinarian, so we can recommend that. And so, like I said, I think he got it as much for himself as he did for our clients. But he is, and he uses Beamer every day, and he is 73. He'll be 73 here in a couple weeks, and still a full-time practicing large animal, mixed animal veterinarian. So he loves Beamer too. But yeah, absolutely. I showed him that study, and he was really very happy with it.
Good. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And let's get to this caller really quick. Area code. Whoops, come on, computer. Area code 438. Area code 43. Yes, 438. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, it's Ingrid Matheson. I was the one that wrote that I'd sold a couple horses with their Beamers on that post.
Oh, great.
And it's been super easy. I mean, so they're not necessarily in the lower end of the market, these horses, but they're not the six figure. They're sort of mid fives. And I tell everyone that we're using Beamer. I mean, everyone knows. You walk into the barn and there's already somebody being Beamered, so it's not like it's a great shock. And then my pricing, I always make sure that it's pretty reasonable. Like, I don't like to play the huge negotiation game, you know, it's worth $10, but hey, you can have it for $4. Like, I don't do that. So
yeah.
I just tell them, we're not really negotiating today, but you're getting a Beamer with it. Because, you know, you're lucky you're going to be able to put it on other horses. Isn't that an amazing thing? Like, you're going to be able to use on all your horses and blah, blah, blah. And that's worked super well.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that's just that is just a wonderful example of, you know, how to make sure that you're selling a healthy horse that stays that way.
Yeah, because they want the horse that they came to try. And if the list of maintenance is too long, well, nobody really likes that. And this way we can cut out a lot of the maintenance stuff, maybe all of it if we're lucky, and it's not only for one horse.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was brilliant. I'm so glad you brought it up, Ingrid, and thanks for calling in to talk about it, because
yeah,
give people some food.
Yeah, great. Absolutely. And I like the comment of you said they want to buy the horse they came to see, and Beamer was a part of that. You know, their
yes, exactly.
Whatever you
That's
did
my
to get
point
them to
always.
To that point. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the perspective and for you coming on and sharing.
Great. See you later.
Thanks, Ingrid.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad we talked about that because I honestly have never thought about that, but I feel like it's a really great way to not only just talk about Beamer, but also a great way to ensure. I mean, you've probably if you're selling a horse. Even whether you're selling a horse that you're selling because you just can't keep it anymore, or you're selling a horse because that is what you do, you want that horse to go to a great home and be taken care of. So how great would it be to make sure that Beamer is still part of their life? Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of makes the you know, the leaving the horse a little less painful if it's an emotional attachment. But, you know, one of the things we say, or I've said it on the human side is, and it applies here too, is that Beamer is life insurance that you get to use. It's mostly for people, you know, life insurance that benefits your beneficiaries. It doesn't benefit you because you're gone. And this is pretty cool because what Beamer does, you get to enjoy while you're alive. And this is like, you know, insurance for your horse. Just a different way of thinking about it. So, if we don't, I have a couple just little short things to mention if we don't have another caller.
Yeah, please do. We don't have anybody, but we are getting down to the end of our show. So, yeah, go right ahead. Let's talk about a couple other little things.
You know, I mentioned, and I don't know if people will do that on Facebook, but that I really like being joining or part of the group Beamer Horse Europe. And I will mention that in Europe that they're really pushed more on the Western side, kind of, I guess, to keep up with us over here. But they've had they did a really nice little short YouTube with a trainer named Christine Hackle, who's works with quarter horses and reining. It's just really kind of strange to line that up in my mind with, you know, with German speaking, but subtitled. And she has, I think it's her place is called White Diamond Horses, but she talks about how she uses, you know, I think it's called something like four reasons why, you know, I use Beamer in training. And, you know, that's a nice video to be able to share, and particularly if you have connections across the water and you want it, you know, that would be something that would be right in their ballpark. There was also another one that they did on Simona Bloom, who's the really top world-class show jumping competitor. And that YouTube was kind of how she uses it every day in the barn. And then more recently, I just saw this yesterday, and this was on Instagram that they posted because there's been a lot of talk about the surgery, Oliver Brandenburg, the eye surgeon that was with Dr. Burka last year, that he and his partner in the clinic, this is an Instagram that is, again, subtitled. So they're speaking in German, but you know, you can read it below, and it's a cool Instagram because they're showing clips behind them going through the surgery for a horse on the eye. And, you know, beforehand, the Beamer blanket is laid out on the table, if you will, in the operating table. And then, you know, when they put, they anesthetize the horse, and then they have to hoist him up, and then they lay him out. So they're using the Beamer while the horse is in surgery. And they talk about the combination of the anesthesia and why they're doing it, and that they do multiple hundreds and hundreds of these eye surgeries a year. Anyway, it's a very cool Instagram and it would come up under Beamer Horse Europe. So I recommend that you kind of look for those And just don't be intimidated that sometimes they could be in another language, because oftentimes more and more these days they're doing, they're putting them out with English subtitles. So just something that you might look for. But I, Rainey, if you have a chance to look at the Instagram, it's pretty cool where they show, you know, they're in and out with different clips of during that particular surgery. So
yeah, that sounds good, really great. I'm going to have to out myself in the fact that I don't have Instagram, but I will certainly try to figure.
It comes up, you know, it comes up in conjunction with, you know, with my Facebook. And so I wish I understood how I could from Instagram, but I'm not sure you can. And I have to ask my granddaughter to help me with that. So
yeah.
If anybody.
What I do, I ask my niece.
Yeah. Anyway, those are my suggestions for today.
Perfect. And just real quick, because I know we're kind of running out of time, but we don't have anyone else to chat with, but this is something we were just talking about right before the we went on for the show, is the new Beamer Share, and how effective I think that can be for all of us, especially in barns. I mean, if you're sitting there in the barn talking with somebody and you've got something on your phone, you can just type in their number and, you know, send them text by text or anything, like a whole bunch of different things. There's so much stuff on there. I haven't even spent enough time looking through there. I think that can be a really great asset for all of those busy, you know, horse people that you talk to. Cindy, you were just telling me about a training that's coming up too. So do you want to talk about that just real quick before we end?
Yeah, they're going to do training on Thursdays, but I think really, you know, I know it's on a weekend, but it's this Saturday. Our regional director, Stacy DeVore, who does really good training because it's very methodical and slow, and she doesn't, you know, she goes at a good pace. It'll be 9 o'clock Pacific time, noon Eastern time, and she's going to go through this Beamer Share app, and it is that'll be under the, you know, BeamerMeetings.com. our standard meetings site. And so I really urge people, it's not that there's no other sources, but this is on Saturday. And if you don't have time, and it will be recorded, if you don't have time for that, you can go into your distributor library, go under sales and marketing, and the very first section there has a bunch of little tutorials about this Beamer Share. It is super easy. You do need to have a smartphone. It does work on a desktop too, but like, you know, in a barn, as Rainey was saying, you know, all you have to do is put in the contact list and select what you want and push send. And that is, it's super easy to use. I really encourage people to take advantage of it because I think it's going to make your life a lot easier. And they have a drip campaign for new prospects that are the horse set prospects as well. And what that means is that every 72 hours they'd get just a little, you know, short email from you that, you know, talks about some aspect of the horse set and gives them a link or something to watch. And then you don't have to worry about what do I send them and how do I get it and blah, blah, blah. You just, you know, it's all done for you. So really do try and check it out. It's very reasonable. And definitely worth it, and will make it make you be able to feel more organized and prepared, and you know, it'll take a lot of the angst out of how do I do this easily and share it with the people. So training on Saturday, 9 a.m. or noon, and they'll also be training on Thursdays, but that's in the evening. So
yeah,
you'll
perfect.
See it on
I'm
the
super
month.
Excited about this new app. I've got it. I've downloaded it. I paid for my, you know, thing. I just haven't had a lot of time yet this week to play with it. But I'm really excited about getting in there and really figuring out how to use it, because I think it's going to be a really great tool, especially for, like I said, all of us and the busy horse people that we talk to. So, All right, we're about to get cut off, but thank you, Cindy, and I appreciate having Tiff on today. You know, she was such a great thing that we talked about, and I'm glad we really brought that up. And it was great to have her back on. So, Tiff, anything real quick before we lose you? Or sorry, Cindy, she's talking about Tiff. Cindy, anything real quick before we lose you?
Nope. It was, you know, I wanted people to check out those, you know, the little YouTubes, because I'm just a real visual person. And the Beamer Share training. It's definitely worth your time. So check it out.
Definitely. All right, and thanks, everyone, for calling in. We appreciate you listening. Be sure to tune in to all the other days. They're doing great shows on all the other days. But we will meet you all back here next Thursday. Thanks, you guys. Have such a great week.
Thank you, Rainey. Bye, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology for Rainey's. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.